Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Friday to everyone. Texted with Rach last night, and she's doing well. She will be back from her trip and be back in on Friday. I'm sorry, Monday. So everyone's happy about that, especially our boss. I think we're getting a little out of hand for him. So I
can't leave the boys home alone too long.
Yeah, not this long. I make no promises.
Hey, it was fine for a couple days.
Yeah.
And then we went off the rails.
We're minding our P's and Q's. So Trisha sat in with us, and Trisha Everding, who sits in with us quite often, is here with us today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it.
You guys want to kind of get the Kimmel thing out of the way? So it wasn't broadcast here, obviously, so we all watched it at some point. And I'll give you my thoughts. And I'm probably going to overcomplicate this, but you know me, I overcomplicate things. To me, there are two kind of separate issues. There's the actual issue of Jimmy Kimmel and his show and what he said and if he should be on the air or not, and whether the fact that the affiliates are saying they're not going to run him. So that's one issue. And then there's another issue, to me at least, which is the overarching issue of pressure from any administration through the FCC to squelch free speech. So on the smaller issue, the specific Jimmy Kimmel issue, I can say I kind of don't care. I've never been a Jimmy Kimmel guy. I've never really watched his show. Whether he's on the air or off the air, I don't have a dog in the fight. If it were Jon Stewart or someone like that, I'd be more passionate about it because I'm more familiar and engaged and really, you know, like him, so forth and so on. I thought what he did last night was fine. I will take him at his word that he was truly emotional and not disingenuous. Do you have that cut real quick?
I do. Do you want the one where he's emotional?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like a coincidence to me. And I know that we have people, including
the United Caroline States.
That's Caroline Leavitt. That is Caroline Leavitt. Sorry.
Is this one? You sound different.
It's like Jimmy, there. Jimmy changed.
Is this one? Sorry.
Really changed his tone.
The way that they're labeled is weird now.
I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human, and that is you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family and asking for compassion, and I meant it, and I still do. Nor was it my intention to blame any specific group for the actions of what it was obviously a deeply disturbed individual. That was really the opposite of the point I was trying to make. But I understand that to some that felt either ill-timed or unclear or maybe both. And for those who think I did point a finger, I get why you're upset. If the situation was reversed, there's a good chance I'd have felt the same way. I have many friends and family members on the other side who I love and remain close to, even though we don't agree on politics at all. I don't think the murderer who shot Charlie Kirk represents anyone. This was a sick person who believed violence was a solution, and it isn't. It ever. And also selfishly, I am.
Okay, so everyone has their right. A lot of people I'm hearing are saying crocodile tears. He didn't mean it. He just wants his show back. You get to have that opinion. I don't know him. I don't follow him. So I don't know him well enough to go, oh, he's being serious or he's not being serious. But I'll take him at his word. So I thought it was fine. And then he went on to completely hit the president and the administration, which is what he does and what he's going to continue to do with renewed passion. So that's my feeling on what happened last night. Now, if Tegna or whoever, Nexstar and Sinclair decide that as a business decision, whether I agree with it or not, I don't own a media company. If they decide we're not going to run Jimmy Kimmel and Disney goes, well, we can't make any money then, and he gets fired again. Okay. On the second issue, I'm against any sort of chill effect, and especially what I feel like has been overt. You know, this guy's gone, this guy's next. You can do it the easy way or the hard way. Even if those aren't actual violations of the law, I don't like the temperature. So that's my take. And I would feel that way whether it's President AOC in 4 years or it was Barack Obama, because Barack Obama did it too. Not quite as in your face as President Trump. But you remember, like, he was out on Fox News. He kicked them out of the newsroom for a while. So it's not just this administration.
No. And it was wrong to do it.
Yes.
And at that time, all of the other media outlets stood up to him as well.
Which they should have.
Right. So there were all the people in the industry saying, no, this is wrong. And it wasn't just, oh, well, you're on your own. And that's what you saw here with the other late night hosts, right? They all stood up behind him. But, you know, it's this interesting thing to me about Nexstar and Sinclair is they are contractually bound by their deal with ABC and Disney. So if they only get to decline programming a certain number of times before they're now in breach of contract. So there's that element. And then there's the other thing I saw raised the other day. If Disney wants to play hardball, if ABC, ESPN, Disney wants to play hardball, they can tell those stations for Sinclair and Nexstar and anybody else, great, you don't get any of the college football games this weekend. Goodbye to your ratings. We are pulling our stuff from your station. So it's an interesting back and forth business dynamic there, because if they want to play hardball, take a game that's number four against number six that gets a huge number on a Saturday when otherwise you're not getting anything. I'm going to be interested to see how that whole thing goes back and forth, if there is. Because if you're ABC Disney, would you rather just placate and fire one guy, or would you rather fight back and say, no, all right, that's fine. You want to play this game? You don't get Alabama Auburn. When that time comes, you guys can run reruns of something else and get no ratings whatsoever.
Well, again, I'm not a media expert, but from where I'm sitting, it seems like Disney has screwed everything up because they pissed off non-MAGA people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And now they pissed off MAGA people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And now they're raising the price. Did you see that?
Yep.
They are.
What genius
move
was that?
It's a mess.
Yeah. So this... On the business side of this, not on it's the politics and the business are intertwined, but on the business side of this. So Stephen Colbert had his show canceled. It's not off the air until next spring, but had the show canceled. CBS and Paramount are the same company. They're owned by Larry Ellison, who is the second richest man in the world. What did he just get in the last couple of months from the FCC? One, he got the right to merge and buy CBS Paramount with his Skydance Entertainment Company. That was in the air when Colbert was canceled. And he's also the guy that just got named primary guy to own TikTok in the United States. As a human, as an American, I don't know that I like the look of that. Of the second richest man in the world getting, I don't know if it's favorable treatment or what, but getting some kind of treatment. By playing ball and going after the people that the people in politics don't like.
Well, but then that's where it kind of becomes a business thing, too, because, yes, I completely agree. The FCC sticking their nose in, like, who should be on air and who shouldn't. There's some real ickiness about that, and it goes against what our country was founded on the separation of those things. But are your ratings good? And your ratings are going to follow, a lot of times, pop culture, which is downstream of politics. So if Trump even, or anybody in the MAGA crowd says, like, Colbert sucks and he loses ratings because of that, then it still is a business decision. It's a very, very fine line there.
It's one thing if those decisions, though, come independent of presidential / FCC scrutiny. If they were going to do it because of that, they didn't. They did it after they were yelled at and after they were sued. And also, in this case, in the case of Kimmel, the actions against him came after both the director of the FCC, or not director, the head of the FCC, and the president had said, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. That's exactly what Brendan Cross said. Brendan Carr. And a few months ago, Carr was saying, no. When he worked in the FCC under the Biden administration, no. Free speech is everything. We cannot we cannot have a role in abridging that. And now you change your tune because your boss's tune is different.
You know, there's a middle ground. There's a middle ground where it's icky, but not illegal.
Mm-hmm.
That if someone from the Trump administration let it be known to Larry Ellison, we would like this. And he goes, I'm a smart guy. I'm going to make this happen, and then I'm going to get my deal. But it wasn't overt. Now I'm just completely talking out of my butt.
Right.
But it could be in the middle. It could be icky, like Trisha said, but not illegal.
Except that the things that are being said are public. Brendan Carr said it publicly.
Yes.
The president said it publicly. Yes. And then he repeated it on Truth Social today.
Yeah.
Saying, we were told in the White House that he was fired. So wait a minute. So are you in it or are you not? If you're directly involved in it, and publicly saying you were directly involved in trying to shut someone down because you didn't like what they said, that is a First Amendment violation. And I don't care if that's Trump, Biden, Obama, Bush, whoever. Well, that's what that is.
If the FCC comes in and says, you can't air this, we won't give you funding, if there are actual ramifications from the government, but the president, who never stops talking about anything, saying, I want Kimmel fired, that is that icky gray area where you're like, well, he's allowed to have that opinion. So, I don't know. Kimmel's back. It was fine.
Yeah. I have a really hard time with people going public with these types of, with those guys. I mean people in power.
Sure.
I don't like the whole behind the scenes thing either, but you can deny that. You can't deny it when you're standing out on the lawn saying it.
Would you prefer he be doing those things behind closed doors, though?
I would prefer that we just don't do it.
Right, but knowing
like,
that...
Like, let's not... I mean, we can't just say, well, Trump is Trump and he gets to do it. Like, no, you're the president.
I agree, but going back to the Obama deal with Fox News, like, would we prefer that those things be behind closed doors where they're like, wink, wink, nod, nodding?
Yeah, I'd rather see them.
Or even if they're, like, do you want them to show their butts or not?
Right, but the point of seeing them do that is to tell them they have to stop doing that.
Sure.
And that's not happening. It is for certain people.
Well,
their own people.
Votes, right?
Guys like Ted Cruz.
Yeah.
Like other people in the party who can recognize, hey, when this happened to Fox News, we were pissed. We didn't like it. And they were rightfully pissed. So be consistent. If you didn't like that, you shouldn't like this. They're the same thing. If you don't like that the Biden administration was pressuring Twitter, then you shouldn't like this. We have to be consistent, but we are not consistent, which is really the root of our problem. We don't take a principle and apply a principle consistently against anything we see. We apply it only on the side we don't vote for. It's okay when our guy does things that we wouldn't like if the other guy did it.
Yeah. Well, that goes, that whole thing, do unto others, is just gone.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because even just nerd stuff, like the filibuster, you know, like, oh, it's, I'm tearing my hair out. I can't believe you're getting rid of the filibuster. And then your guy's getting power. You're like, we should probably get rid of that filibuster.
Yeah. You know? Redistricting is the same thing.
This is
a different level. Exactly.
But like, yeah, the whole let's play fair is just gone.
Yeah, there's no commitment to that.
Whether it comes back or not, is Trish's problem. It's her generation's problem. I'll be gone. But I will
good
be,
luck with that.
But I will. I will be very curious. Very curious. If I could, if I'm still here in 30 years, or if I could pop back in and look, I would be fascinated to see, do we get between the rails again, or are we farther off?
But Trisha, you're ultimately 100% right. The whole problem is that not enough people participate.
Yeah.
Dave, we've heard Hancock and Kelly talk about it a lot. Nobody participates in primaries, therefore you're not going to get reasonable people out of primaries. You're going to get the active people. The most active people on the left and the right are the ones that are the most dogmatic.
Yeah.
That's why they're active.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else has just ceded their voice.
Yeah.
And we include ourselves in that.
Dave Hines says, the point is that when we see elected leaders do this type of thing, they should become unelectable. The problem is that doesn't seem to happen.
Mm.
I don't disagree. And far be it from me to do whataboutism in favor of the right. But Joe Biden was unelectable.
Yeah.
The truth was.
Well, the second time.
Whoever knew it and didn't say it.
Yep.
He just was.
Yep.
We all saw it.
Yep. We all knew it. We talked about it.
Yeah.
And then when famous people started talking about it, it became a thing.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
But it took the famous people getting involved for anybody to do the reasonable thing.
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS 123. I was just saying, we were just talking about who the Democrats might run and who are the front runners. And it seems to me it's Gavin Newsom, AOC, and Kamala, although it's a really long ways away. But interestingly, I thought Kamala's doing the circuit on her book tour, and she, and I'm paraphrasing, we probably could have got the sound, but I didn't know we'd talk about this. You can look it up. But she basically said, I didn't pick Pete Buttigieg to be my VP because that would have been too much for the American people. They were already asking a lot, I guess, because she's a black woman. Yeah. And to have a gay man would have been too much. And so the left is pissed about that.
Well, I think that the most offensive thing about the Tim Walz pick was that it looked like her campaign went, I wonder what a Republican would vote for. Hee-haw. Yeah. Like, I'm going to find the whitest guy. I get this white old man.
Here's our opinion of you.
Here's what I think, and they won't see through this.
Like
this
Republicans were like, oh my God, I was going to vote for Trump, but...
I changed my mind.
He's so
Team
white.
Kamala. Yeah, it was super offensive.
He's so wholesome and
to know
barrel.
That she wouldn't pick Pete Buttigieg for the identity politics is equally as offensive.
I don't think she did herself any good.
No.
And you would have, I understand that like your candidate right now, your choices of vice presidential candidates in a lot of cases are going to be who can do anything of note in the swing states.
Sure.
Like that's really all it's about, mm-hmm. right? Because those are the votes you need. Everything else is settled. 44 states are already settled. We know what they're going to be in 2028.
Yeah.
So you're going to pick people that can influence some of those folks. And that's what they thought. But clearly,
no.
Well, the whole thing was just clearly not thought out, right? Because if you had done the whole thing from the beginning and said, nope, this is not an automatic for the guy who's clearly aging. We got to go through the whole process and we're going to let the party pick a person instead of waiting till last minute going, oh, well, no, can't do the old guy anymore. Now it's going to be her because she's there.
So I've already fallen on my personal sword. Admitting that I don't vote in primaries. And so I am the poster boy for the problem. I'll follow my sword on something else. I have said many times that we're in this boat primarily because of the 24/7 media and politicians giving us blue and red jerseys. But it's a little different for me because of what I do for a living. But every day when I go to Drudge and it's the same as it was when I went to bed, I'm pissed. It needs to change,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
And the way, if you ever looked at Drudge, there's a big red, all capitals headline, and then it's black, and then it's at the bottom, and then it's gone. And it just really shows the news cycle that everything, the biggest story maybe has 2 days. Most stories have 2 hours. But I'm one of those people that I expect it. Come on, come on, come on. I know this news. Watch your next news. Give me something else. Very much the same way I've talked about when I'm TikToking and I'm watching something I'm really enjoying, but my right thumb's like, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
What? If you just hit that, what's next?
What's that say for our depth as a society? Our ability to go any deeper than what's next? It's terrifying to me.
Yeah.
That and the prevailing social media view, which is, I ain't reading all that.
Mm-hmm. I'm not watching a full length.
If it ain't,
movie.
If it's not right, right. If it's an article, well, I wish it was a tweet because if it was 280 characters, whatever, I could read that. But I'm
sum
not,
it up in a headline. I'm going to tell that to my friends, everybody I see. I'm going to report it as news.
Yeah,
we're hooked, man.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. It's a problem. And it's funny because I wonder if that's partly why, not partly. I'm positive this is why TikTok does so well.
Yeah.
Because it's generally pretty short, but it's also visual and not words.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg thing, though. I think TikTok's part of the reason we're like this. Like,
it's both.
For me, it's...
It's both.
It's a big part of it.
It's feeding a desire, and then that increases the desire. Yeah. Yep.
But I will say that I clock in myself that I have trouble. I almost never watch a whole movie. I just get so bored so fast. So I am now like a slave to... these 7 second things. And I hate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Very happy and proud to bring John Mozeliak on the air with us. Mo, thank you very much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
So you and I have met. You've been on the show, but we didn't get to know each other well. Kevin Wheeler's here with me. I know you guys know each other very well. But I wanted to have you on mostly as a guy, a St. Louis in my whole life and a Cardinals fan, and just say congratulations, thank you, and I, for one, think you did an excellent job.
Dave, I appreciate that. I should have had you like tooting my horn a few months ago. But anyway.
I know, because I know you're going to take a lot of crap. And just to counteract that, saying in front of everyone in my audience, I thought you did a very nice job, and I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I do feel like, as I am exiting and going out the door, I get a sense that, you know, most people are happy I'm leaving, don't get me wrong, but they've been much more gracious, and I feel like this past weekend down at the ballpark was, you know, needless to say, very humbling. It was the amount of humanity I felt and just a lot of the grace people showed was really amazing. So, yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I've loved every minute of it. You know, I think about my career over 30 years and really specifically the 18 at sitting in the GM seat. It's a lot of pressure in this town. It winning matters, and I think for the most part, we won a lot of baseball games.
So everyone at some point leaves what they do. Sometimes they retire. Sometimes they go on to a different kind of job. But for a lot of people, it's difficult just to walk out that door. For you, is there anything particularly difficult given like the players you have coming up? Because this is your baby. And J.J. Weatherholt and Doyle and all these guys, every season has promises. Every season has challenges. Anything right now making it especially kind of thorny to walk out the door knowing what's coming up?
You know, from a baseball standpoint, not really. From relationship standpoint, it is. I've worked with a lot of people for a very long time. Kevin knows a lot of the people that have worked directly with me here at the stadium. And just really like the other day, like, you know, walking through the halls and corridors and just seeing ushers and people that, you know, I'm not going to have that interaction with that I've had for so many years. And that's the hardest part. But honestly, from a baseball standpoint, I think having a new voice for the St. Louis Cardinals is a healthy thing. I think, you know, you're going to see a lot of change with the Cardinals over the next few months and years. And I think that's probably healthy. It's good. So from that angle, I'm perfectly content with where I am, but I'm certainly going to miss a lot of the people I got to know down there.
Mo, going back to when you first came to the Cardinals, so kind of it's an even broader time period than what we're talking about with you as the man in charge of baseball ops. How many cycles of change do you feel like you've worked through in terms of just how teams are run, how the communication works, the balance between analytics and old school styles, and then the communication between those two? You've kind of seen almost all of these changes for a period of time. Are they as big as we think? And how many of those cycles do you think you've kind of worked through?
Well, I think there's really been like three, because when I started in baseball, there were no analytics. Traditional baseball card stats. Really, when I started, it was just when sports teams were starting to, you know, purchase computers, starting to understand how they can leverage the power of a computer to go through data. But that was more for like storage and organization. It really wasn't for decision making. Then you flip the script to about 2003, in that era when you had Moneyball, teams started to explore like, okay, is there a way to make better decisions? And so obviously that became the focus of a lot of teams that wanted to be on the cutting edge, and the Cardinals were part of that. And then I think as you've kind of advanced through all of that, as we get closer to really being able to leverage something like AI, how teams make decisions are also now starting to change. And, you know, part of it is the one great thing about working in sports was always the human element. And I'm the first guy to like complain when an umpire misses a pitch and we know it was a strike or a ball, but it's also the fun part about the game. And, you know, I hope we don't ever get to a point where the game becomes so predictable it's not fun to watch, because the human element of the game is, I think, what's most important. But, you know, as owners push executives to make smart decisions, you're trying to leverage everything you can to make the smartest possible decision you can.
It's a fascinating thing.
A lot's changed.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a fascinating thing to also just when you're especially looking back. Looking ahead is really fun, but it's impossible. You know, I mean, forecasting, projecting, even for the best people that are talent evaluators, everybody gets things right and wrong. Do you see anything where you think people are getting more accurate on evaluations because of the new stuff? Because I almost feel more like it's not that much different. It's just different ways and more information, but you still ultimately have to make calls between two human beings whose minds you can't read, whose futures you don't know.
Yeah, I think maybe the easiest way to like try to like position that would simply be like looking at the amateur draft.
You know,
on the margins, the success rate of getting people to big leagues has not increased all that much. So all this information on the margins really hasn't done that much. Now, I do think like decision-making, you still feel like you have a little bit more confidence, but really where I think you do get a little bit of an edge, candidly, is big league players.
Yeah.
Because that you have a lot more history with, you have more personal interaction with. And so with taking like the actual data you can collect from the field and then actually knowing how they perform in that atmosphere versus the uncertainty of a high school or college player or a Latin American player, is just, there's still risk.
And one thing that we all that cover the sport, Mo, one of the things we love is just how and why some people become great. Some players, coaches, managers, whatever. But you get the story of a guy like Albert Pujols, who, I mean, this guy's inner circle Hall of Famer, one of the four or five best right-handed hitters of all time. He's a 13th round draft pick, and a lot of people missed. And obviously you guys had something, you saw something in a young Albert that made you think he was worth taking.
No, for sure. But that's the beauty of baseball. I think like the one difference between our sport and others is just like, once you get drafted, you still have a long journey to get to the big leagues. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys have heard me say this before, but like getting to the big leagues is hard as a player. But you know what's harder? Staying. It is a tough league.
Mo, as you step down and Chaim Bloom takes over, just from your perspective, what can you tell the KMOX audience about Chaim?
I think you guys will enjoy him. Nice guy. Personable. I think he has pretty good feel for people that he works with. Players seem to like him. You know, obviously he's sat in this role before in Boston, and so I think that experience will help him. I think the one thing he's going to have to learn, though, is St. Louis is a unique city. It's a special city. Like, my peers always sort of laugh at me, you're just, you know, the GM of the Cardinals. Like, there's no pressure. And I try to always remind people, no. Actually, they care, and they're vocal. So, you know, I think, like, coming into this and where the team is in terms of the cycle of approaching winning and then addressing some of the revenue issues with TV and ticket sales. These are going to be challenges for this new team. And I certainly wish them the best, but these are the things that he's going to have to understand, like how to intertwine into the community and, you know, be a face forward type of person. I think back to when I first came here and started to learn all this. It was a lot to absorb because coming from Colorado, you know, it was a football city, but here it was, you know, baseball was number one, and it's a big deal. And I hope he understands that. And, you know, I think, the DeWitts and others, I certainly wish them the best. But clearly we're not where we want to be, and there's some work ahead.
Yeah, it's a fascinating thing. We hear that all the time. I got buddies that you know, work in New York or Boston, and they talk about the difference. I'm like, you don't understand. Like, people are mad because the team is around or just above 500. You know, like, you don't have the Pittsburgh run. You know, I grew up in Detroit where you have decades where your team is just not a factor. That expectation level is real.
No, it is. I think back to my career and, like, I think I did some interview with like Martin Kilcoin or something at one point, and he goes, "You've never had a losing season." And sure enough, 2023,
I knew
spring we did that.
Gotta blame Marty.
I knew it was Kilcoin's fault.
Had to be someone. It can't be mine. I mean, heavens, but the point is, it's like, even I was kind of numb to it. Like, you just win. That's what you do.
Yeah,
but. But there are pressures, and there are things that this city you have to recognize and do. And look, when I look back at my career, I hope I did that. Like, you know, if you guys ever called and wanted to do an interview, I hope I took it. Like, I don't want to be like, I didn't dodge it. At least I don't feel I did. So, but yeah, it's a tougher seat than people realize.
Well, Mo, thanks for being with us today. And if we don't talk again in the near future, all the best to you and your family.
Well, thank you, guys. Yeah, I'm going to go into hiding for a little bit, but I mean, at some point, I'll resurface. But yeah, but thank you guys so much. Wish you both the very best, and yeah, go Cards.
All right, buddy, go party.
All right, thank you.
Cheers. Welcome back, guys. DGS 149. Trisha Everding sitting in with us. Rachel will be back on Monday. I think Trish will be back tomorrow. Is that right? Cool,
yep.
cool. Guess what? I got my car last night and went to plug my phone into my charger. Charger's gone.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh my God, someone has stolen all my stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's a worry because I still, in the boot of my Jeep, I still have everything I took from my mom's house. So, mementos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And in the back seat, I've got $500 worth of baseball equipment. And in the coin tray, I have two rolls of quarters.
Oh, no.
Didn't touch anything. They just took my charger.
Wait, so somebody did actually steal it?
So it did actually happen?
It?
Yes. Someone just took my charger.
Oh, they needed it bad.
And left everything else.
They must have needed it.
What a strange crime.
That is really strange.
Yes. I was puzzling over it.
What if they put it back tomorrow?
Oh, don't even say that. That would be too weird.
He would be like, no!
That means Kevin did it as a prank.
No, I wouldn't do that.
That's how addicted we are to technology. They came in, just took a charger, left everything else.
I don't care about it.
It
was the exact kind they needed?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
That is super weird.
Very weird.
So it didn't like, oh, I might need it inside work today or whatever? Nothing like that?
No. I've never done that once.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have my charger, have my home charger, have my car charger.
Way.
And there's nobody in your life that you know that might have borrowed it.
No. No.
Weird.
Nope.
That's bizarre.
I mean, it's not great knowing that people are looking in cars.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because you ain't going to just be like walking down the middle of the row and be like, oh, look at that. You got to get up there and look.
Were you here or were you here? Great. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Come back for me.
Trisha's like, I wish that was at your house.
This would be way better if it was at your house. I don't even care if it's in the garage at your house.
This is the third time my car's been broken into.
Yeah.
First time they took a gun.
Whoa.
And I learned my lesson not to keep a gun in my Jeep.
Yeah.
But interestingly, when I called the cops to say someone stole my gun, they're like, well, do you want to file a complaint to get it back? And I said, no. I'm afraid someone's going to shoot someone with it, and it's going to come back to me. And the dispatcher laughed at me. Literally.
Like, oh, sir.
She did. She said, she's like, that's cute. Mm-hmm. She goes, if the gun you're describing turns up, we'll let you know, which meant they're never going to hear from us. But she just laughed at me because I really was. Like, I've seen too many Starsky and Hutches.
Yeah, it's a little too Law and Order-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, dun. And then the second time I got broken into, the more funny time was when some homeless guy broke into the Jeep. One of our engineers saw him, followed him two or three blocks away, called the cops. The cops show up, and the guy goes, okay, I'm going to level with you. I was there. I was in the corner pooping, and I saw the man get in this guy's Jeep and rifle through it. And they're like, yeah. And I swear to God, this is true. In the police report, it said no feces was found on the premises, which in our parking garage is pretty good.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that means somebody cleaned it.
And then he falls back. He realizes that one's not being bought. He goes, okay. I saw a guy run out here with the keys and throw him in that bush next to me. And the cops pull him out. There are the keys. So I've had quite an adventure.
Guy gets caught. Okay, I'm a little slow. Guy gets caught rummaging through your Jeep, yeah, and he gets followed, and then he makes up multiple different scenarios where, yeah, it was somebody else.
Yeah.
Not pooping.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So that was his story. I wasn't actually in the Jeep. I was just huddled back there.
Yeah. Doing his business.
Doing the do.
Yes.
Okay.
And he saw the whole thing happen.
Okay. And he was a witness.
Yes.
So now he's the hero.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he's an eyewitness.
I came running out here to tell you guys.
He's a brown eyewitness.
I didn't even have time to wipe.
Oh, man. I wish there were fish butt jokes to go with this.
Give him the key to the city.
Hero saves the day, finds Glover's keys. Read all about it.
Thank you, David. David got the brown eyewitness joke. I appreciate that. Once again, Kevin and I crossed jokes and his got more laughs.
I thought yours was good. I liked yours. Like, blonde Anna's a good point. Are you sure that it's not in the stupid crevasse?
Yeah, because it's not plugged. Yeah, I'll check that, though.
Yeah.
Portal to hell.
Yeah. I'll check that.
Yeah.
That's solid.
When are we ever going to fix that in modern automobiles where you don't have that little thing where your hands can't fit down there, but stuff does?
Yeah.
You're like, come really on, true, man. Have a like a latch or something that we can move something. Or,
and yeah, anything could fit down there. A microwave could fit through that crevasse, but your hand?
No, your hand, just forget it.
Never
there
once.
There are so many french fries in mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They just fall down
just
so
fall
easily.
Fall down, I know.
When my other car got stolen from my house, my Bronco, like 2 years ago.
He's just saying that to make you feel better, Trisha.
Yes. No, remember that?
Yeah, no,
he's like, it's where it's me. It's
I'm
not
teasing.
This building.
And like 6 months later, the cops found it in Nashville or something. And they go, just for your information, it was full of guns and drugs. I'm like, what kind of drugs?
Did you get your gun back?
Yeah. Dave was like, they didn't take any of those guns and drugs, did they?
And do you return these items?
You're like, yep, they're all mine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were there. Those were there. But you know what's really sad? My mom's mementos were in my Jeep now. My dad's mementos were in the Jeep when they took it.
Oh, no. Mm.
That's terrible.
That's no good.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.